The nekuda I want to come from is not about the dangers per se, the immediate dangers. Those are things, the horror stories, which many of them are true. It's Dvarim Pshutim. I'd like to speak about a process, and I'd like to speak about two nekudas specifically that interrelate somewhat. But it'll be some patience, because I want to speak more about the aside of it and understand a certain fundamental process. And then maybe we'll understand why the internet and technology poses such a challenge. Rav Volba writes in Alishur, beginning of Alishur, in the first Perek, he writes about the difficulties learning Gemara. Alishur is meant to be a hadracha for Bacha coming to Yeshiva, and he starts the first Perek, obviously, with learning Gemara, and the difficulties about learning and the need to push yourself and so on. He says, Kol Ascholos Koshes, because learning Gemara is going to be your battle between Emes and Sheker. And that is the toughest battle. It's the battle between Seichel and Dimyon, and that's the hardest battle. And I'd like to explain a little bit the musig of Emes and Sheker as Dimyon and Seichel, and where it's Nogea. I once heard from Moshe Shapiro, Zechon Livracha, my Rebbe in Dizinyanim. He was speaking about the Mon. It's this week's parasha. And he had a look of disgust on his face. And he said, so we picture the Mon. It took on the taste of whatever you wanted. So it was like, he didn't use the marshmallow sprinkles, I think, is the ice cream store. We have a lot of flavors, or Baskin Robbins, or whatever it is. You had 35 flavors, 70 flavors, and you could pick which one, and that was the godless of the mon. And to quote him, "Feh ze mag'il lachshov afilo kach." So the godless of the mon was that if a yid needed to have pistachio with strawberry flavor sprinkled with chocolate, that's what it's going to be. So he explained it as follows. I'm adding a little bit, but this was the hesbet he said. Whenever I confront an object, I have a chafetz. The chafetz gives a message, and I make an evaluation. Sometimes the message overpowers my evaluation, and sometimes my evaluation overpowers the message. Le Marshall, a person, he has problems, yes, sugar problems, weight problems, and there's something there that looks delectable. The chafetz sends a message, I'm good, I'm great. The seichel looks at it and should say, it's poison. And there's a struggle. The Eitz Hadas, if you take a look at the psukim, way before the chet, it says the nochash and the isha had a conversation. Vateira ha'isha, the woman took a look, ki toiv ha'eitz lemachol, that the eitz is good to eat, v'chitayv u'leinayim, v'nech ma'eitz lehaskel. What does it mean she saw that it's good to eat and that it's kitoyve islamach v'savile naim? So Rashi says, Vateira isha, rasa dvarav shal nochash v'henula v'minosei. In other words, there was a debate. The pri, that says the nochash's words in the pri, said, am toiv lechol, and Seichel should have said, the boire who made it said it's poison. But she deheard the pri the way the pri spoke, which was the divrei anochash, and she fell for it. At that point, man became enslaved to the chafetzim around him. Every chayfetz says something. I'm good, take me, own me, etc. With the tikkun of Matan Torah, Leinitna Torah Loichle Amon, I'm koivea what time it has. And if this time is not good, but it's Bitzolim or Shum or whatever it is, then it's not. The balance between chfeitzim dictating to me or I imposing on the chayfetz became ours, until again we were chayte and we lost it. So the struggle between two koiches come the following way. Dimyon means anything that my senses pick up. And I see something, and it looks good, it smells good, it sounds sweet. That's mashpi on me. And my seichel needs to look at it coldly, analytically, and say, Vasidas, it's not. It's not going to do good for me. The struggle between seichel and dimyon is the struggle between emes and sheker. Emes is a koyach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the seichel to the hair, and dimyon is what greets our senses. And that's why every time we have a dimyon, we have a picture of something in our mind. No logic, just a picture, and that overtakes us. So the reason why, going back to, so these two koiches are a tremendous struggle in a person. And it's the yesoid. Some people, have so little ability, sichliastik, that seichel will never be moishech. For most people, the problem is that dimyon exerts a much more powerful pull over a person, overwhelms a person, and as long as a person has had the koyach hadimyon, the feel of koyach hadimyon, then seichel is going to have a hard time. Seichel, sichlius, chachma. There's nothing more seichel than Gemara, and there's nothing drier than Gemara. There was a resistance. I know Rav Shach was not happy with the pictures they put in to help you. Rash also sent this to Urim. He felt it makes it easy, and the male people get used to a picture, and they don't use seichel. And on the surface, that's a much stronger draw. I remember once when I taught Neshat Torah for a few years, so I taught a shir, regular shir, but there were people, mimuneh, that if somebody walks in from the outside, he has who to shmooze with, and then the moishchem to the yeshiva. So I was sitting and learning. Somebody comes over and says somebody walked off the street. And of all the four people that are mimuneh on talking to them, nobody's around. Could you talk to him? So I said, I could talk. I don't know the malacha, but I'll fakasha. So this person was a very nice person. He was an older fellow. He was in the later 20s. And he told me that he'd become a little interested in Yiddishkeit actually on his own. And als gefällt him, he's very happy with everything. There's one thing that bothers him to no end. And that's loisa suru achilavafa mecheinechem. He said, I'm an adult, I'm mature, I can control myself, and I know what I'm doing, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. I didn't know what to answer, so I stalled. I asked him, ma malachtecha, what do you do? He said, he works in advertising. So I said, let me ask you. When you want to sell a car, so you have a long list of all the technical miles of the car, or do you have a picture of a Zohar Nekeva, driving the car and, really cool. Which one? So obviously. So your business is based on the premise that you can override my seichel with the koyach hadimyon and koyach hataiva. And Baruch Hashem, the business seems doing well. I haven't heard any campaigns for advertising agencies. So how can you tell me that you're bardas and balseichel enough that dimyon doesn't have that power of you? And I was quite stunned. I did. It struck me as it struck him. I also realized it. But it is like that. And that's why I sometimes when I teach Elishur to boys in high school there, I ask him a thought. I said, imagine you're studying for a math final. And there's a magazine next to you. What do you do? Picks up the magazine. And if there's a TV, do you look at the magazine? TV. And if somebody offers you a ticket to a show, you go to a show. Why? He said, because a person naturally is nimshach to zdimyan over seichel. And the more something is fleshed out, and the more it's a picture, and the more it moves, that's where you go for. That's teva adam. And it takes a tremendous struggle to go the other direction. When you get into the habit of being a nifal instead of a poel, then basically you it's very, very hard to get that interest. And this is something I've noticed, I've seen it, and it's on and on. And I'm not talking about anything treif even. There was a boy of us in yeshiva, Gdola, a bright boy, a good boy, a boy who wanted to do good. And in learning, he was dead. I mean, you know, if you pulled him, and I couldn't figure it out. You know, b'darach klal, whatever it was about him, all his tunis ha-nefesh, made sense that he should have a geshmak in learning. And he wasn't. And I don't know, I didn't understand it. And then at the summer, I asked him, so what did you do? He said, I vegged out. For 8 weeks, he basically said, played video games. Nothing bad. I'm assuming nothing bad. I don't have a reason to think so. But the point is, his whole metzias was to be a nif'al instead of a poel. You mentioned before about, you know, nisyonos. I grew up many years ago on the Lower East Side. The school I went to had a mix of talmidim. Those of you who might know what Rabbi Yaakov Yosef at the old days, the Madura Kama, not the Madura Basra. It was a school that encompassed everything. And it was, Baruch Hashem, the Yetzirah wasn't born yesterday. We were a few steps away from Times Square, and you know there would be people who would check in at 9 o'clock, take the subway a few stops, and come back for the end, or something like that. The Yetzirah always existed. But it required you to do something to get there. You couldn't, if you sat back, you were in school. If you didn't do anything, you were there. A central core issue is that technology as such turns the people into nif'als instead of poalims. You become reactive. And everything is with dimyan. It's pictures, it's animated, and because the people who make it know the malacha. There's a reason why they're in business. And it's besides the fact that it's engineered to take you me'inyin le'inyin bo'yse'inyin and not mo'yse'inyin. It's engineered to be that way. So here I have something that is coming up. Here's a child who is naturally has koyach hadimyon, who naturally, that's a metzias of a child, and it's part of his healthy upbringing. That's a teva mishal made it. The job of a yeshiva is to try and get him to use seichel, to use, the key word is to start thinking, to start being poel, and it's hard, because it's something that is an inertia, a mental inertia to sit back. So the Rebbe says, no, think. What does it say? What's the next step? But if you reinforce the sitting back and being acted upon, then it becomes harder and harder and harder. The Maral, when he speaks about the mission of Yehuda ben Tema, you know, the Askenamer, Kal Kanesha, Rotzke Tzvi. So it all sounds as a good things, Milas, Shtark. The Maral explains each one is connected a specific ikuv of against learning. Azus, and each one of them is a separate shlav, a separate stage of why a person wouldn't do Avodas Hashem. In the Kal Kanesher, he speaks about the Nekuda that Chayma, a physical person, is inert. And inertia, Kvedus, doesn't allow you to do. The definition of inertia is something that stops you. It requires extra energy to accelerate. It requires extra energy to move. So this particular nekuda, and each one explains is a miyuchdik nekuda. This particular nekuda, the problem is the teva of chomer is to lie on a couch and to do nothing. It requires a hishtadlus, is amtsus. It requires making yourself more kal. If we saddle a child with kvedus, we make him into a nifal, then basically we make the process harder to almost nothing. And this is much more subtle. So Rahman is like, it's a bad thing, this thing, fine. Then we put a finger on. But this is a process. It does require effort to get into the thinking mode. So except for the occasional tremendous bar kishron, kulei seichel, most people are people. And the more we get them into the mode of being inactive and having things that are just kind of acting on them, that are kulei dimyon, we're reinforcing the biggest obstacle to it. And I could see it. And to my mind, a bachur who's nichshel, I went to yeshiva, there were bachurim doing things they shouldn't have done. The idea was, if you get him into learning, and with a bren, he'll pull out of it. And b'derech kol, that's what happened. But if you short circuit the part of a person has to get into learning, if to me, I get to see other bachurim. I do b'chinas for the Meir Yeshiva, and what's the most balancing nekuda is the lack of life. The lack of energetic thinking or learning. And if that would be there, then my feeling is problems, the sheet of the chinuch we've been brought up with was the Mo'ersh ben Machzir Lemutav. But the Mo'ersh ben is a fire. It has to be, it's a picture of a fire doesn't do it. And if there's never a rischa, there's never a sense of working and thinking and action, it doesn't happen. Even passion, that a person should put his heart into a kumzitz, into sitting, into a niggin, all of it becomes deadened because we want to watch a kumzitz. We want some, instead of bringing out in ourselves, we want to see it performed. And that changes us in a way that we lose the very nekuda that we could change with. That's one chelik of what I wanted to speak about. That, in my mind, the biggest problem is that it turns people into nifals instead of poil. It takes the koyach ha-dimyon, it accentuates dimyon. I wrote articles for Aish and so on the internet, and it's become less and less. No one has patience for more than. You know, I used to write to a Jewish Observer, so it used to be 1,000 words. Now, you know, we'll let you do 300 words, but really, it's not more than that is not shayach. Nowadays, it's three lines. But that's terrible. That means that we can't move more than three lines. We're like an old, heavy person who can do three steps and that's it. And if that's not in place, then dimyon takes us over. I want to add another chelik to this that I think is another reason why it's so insidious. It's a Gemara in Shabbos. My Rebbe Chaim Shlomo Satan is sometimes a shmuz in different contexts, but the same Gemara. It speaks about certain spas, dyumsis. And it says that Chamer de Purgaisa Umayed Yumsis Kipchu Aseres Ashvatim Yisrael. These were the wine, certain wine that was very, very good, and the spa, these baths that were very pleasant, they were the ones that took the Aseres Ashvatim off the Derech. Rebeloza ben Aroch ikla lehosam imshach basrayhu. He got swept up with it. Iaka talmude, he forgot his learning. Kihoda also le mikri b'safra, boy le mikra chodesh azel lachem, oma acheres hoy libo. Very famous Gemara, Baruch Man Rachmalei, v'hoda talmudei. So Chazal say that these were baths. They were mutter 100%. There was nothing wrong with it. There's no iser. Okay, I mean, the shaila is on Shabbos. That's the Gemara sugya. There was nothing wrong with it. Chazal put a nekuda here, imshach basrayu. So Rashi says, imshach basrayu, achayayin varachitza. Rabbeinu Hananel says something. I'm not sure there's... One of the Lashonis might be an issue of a girsa, but he says like this. He says, Yain shel pargisa, umaya shel diumsis, toivim heim, varevim, they're very pleasant. V'nimshach leiv shoyseis abehen. The person who drinks it is nimshach. V'eina roitze lehanichom. He doesn't want to let go of it. Umis achet sham or mis achasham. I'm not sure. It looks like a dalet, but not sure which one it is. Ve'oisen mekoymos ein ben b'nei Torah. Ve'hamis achasham zman harbe. It's definitely mis acher. Mis kapeach v'sheichet hamudah. So Chazal are megalos that when we look at something that has a koyach arevus in it, something that has a pleasantness carries in itself a problem of imshach basrayu ve'eino roitzel azvam. Today you would call it addiction. This is what Chazal spoke about. There's a halachic category. L'mashal, it says shiny minus demashich. The Gemara speaks about being misrape from avodah zarah, misrape from minus. Avodah zarah is not moshech people. After they let go, or after they were vatli yitzar avodah zarah, it's okay. It exists, but it's not moshech. Minus has a koyach meshicha, and b'meila a person, even if what he's doing is mutter mitzar hilchas avodah zarah, there's a problem being nimshach. The Gemara says it. Rashi says about him. The Gemara Psachim speaks about not to live ishchanse because of letzonim. Rashi says that people are nimshach after letzonis. So there's another chelik in Ra. There are things that are bad, and there are things that are moishach a person. Even something good, like agarata. Minu b'neicha min agoyen, agarata's. Because it's Moshech Leva Adam, it has a Maila. It says if you want to give a person your Shemayim, you give him Divrei Agada because it's Moshech Kemayim. It draws a person to Yiddishkeit. But for a child who needs to get into the hard part of it, into the working, into the Seichel, Nimshach is not the right thing. So Chazal gave us a whole, opened up another dimension, revealed another dimension of Ra that's called Nimshach. And things that are Moshech a person, have a Koyach Meshicha, even if Kishel Atzma it's okay, it's something that should be avoided. I raise children myself, and I know that there are times you just want them to be busy. You want them out of your hair. You need to do something with them. Yes, they've learned long zman, hard days, and now it's an off day and an off time and an off day. They want to do something. They're bored and they climb the walls and so forth. Here, a kosher video, a kosher video game. My kids are all married, and I don't know what today, but there are a lot of pacifiers that you throw a kid that gets them very quickly out of your hair, and they sit for hours like a goylem, Baruch Hashem, quiet. The problem is these areas. And that's why I think it was rightly said, it's not the internet, it's not the smartphone, it's anything that has these two chesronos. A, it latches onto koach hadimyon and turns the child into a nifal, and anything which has in itself the imshech of asrayu. And Baruch Hashem, technology was huchta b'shnei ksarim. It has both of these milas. And it's something which, you park a kid in front of an inane video, he'll sit there, at bias goyel tzedek, it's glued to it, so it's good, but now, where does it stop? It doesn't. And do kids need time off? They certainly need time off. Do kids need to exercise their demon? Yes. So when kids run around and take a cardboard box and they carve out and they hide it, they throw it here and they go there and go there, they're using dimyon, they're doing something. The imshach of that type of activity is gone in 5 minutes once they're sitting down. They don't have, it's not something that ever really latched onto their dimyon. There was nobody that was latching onto them and trying to make the game in a way that should keep them there. The business of the people in technology is to keep you glued to it. That's the business. And Baruch Hashem, they're matzliach. Plenty of people are very matzliach with it. You buy one thing, another thing pops up. Another thing, another thing, another thing. When we were talking about our first stage when we had filters, I said the first thing I want is to be able to shut it off completely when it's not nagea. And again, by us it's different. Some of the boys do courses. They need times. The most critical piece is there has to be times. This is even for somebody who's using it. Is if it's endless and mindless, it's something that swallows you up. And the problem with it is, when we talk about a bad thing. So no, he saw a bad thing and it's terrible. And he's talking about it and so on. Here you don't see it. He was there and he's back the next day in cheder. It's a process. It is a process. But it doesn't stop because it's an imshach and it's pleasant and it sucks you up and basically robs you of thinking. It robs you of kalos. Kalos in the sense of, like the Maral says, dvarim ruchniyim are kal kanesha. The person is very agile mentally in doing things and so on. And this slowly, slowly turns a child into a nifal, into kaveit, and everything that's hefech. And then things don't work so well. So then yeshiva's a drag because he's not used to thinking. He's used to everything being, even, we had an issue, how about presenting classes, English classes for kids? And somebody raised the issue. Does it not turn the kids into passive listeners instead of active participants? This is what I'm talking about from a very secular point of view. Those, in my mind and my experience, are the real issues. And basically, we've come to the conclusion they can't live together. If there's shakua in it, and it's so difficult when the minute you open the door, because of these things, it's very difficult to shut it, to close it. So people are different. And adults, the world today is where anyone working outside the Dalai Lama Shalacha, and even, unfortunately, some people work in the Dalai Lama Shalacha, is azakted. But a child, and the problem is there's no such thing as just 5 minutes because it's meshech, and they'll find another 5 minutes. And their whole metzias begins to change. Instead of coming up with an answer, they Google it. I once saw a study. It was fascinating. They asked people questions, and they told them that whatever they answered, they said they were right. Half of the people, they allowed them to Google answers, and the people who Googled it felt more confident that they knew it. In other words, even though they didn't know the answer, they got it from there, than the people who thought about it, of it themselves. And the point of the study was, this was a secular study, it wasn't a frum study, it was a secular study. It was that people feel that it's them. They're not even conscious of the fact that it's not their memory, it's not their thinking, it's nothing. It's replaced, supplanted the person's own mind. Al Kaponim, from a place that we struggle with it, specifically for children, I can share my experience that these are the two inyanim to me that are critical inyanim. Learning and Torah is a process that requires a person to begin to use das and seichel proactively. That's the core of it. And that's the koyach ha-emes in a person. And the koyach ha-emes in a person requires that he learned always to think into something. And the more we feed his koyach ha-dimyon in a passive way, where the person sits back and just sees things, and other people are acting out, and other things are happening in front of him, the less and less the person is able to do it, the less the child has the ability to do it. It just, that's why he's wired now. And we need to understand the difference between, if a person takes a child to, some fun hike or something, it's pleasant, it's nice, the child may want to go another day, but the imshach is in a doimer. To the 2 days into this man, it's kilahoy, it's a memory. These inyanim that we're talking about, the imshach is the core of it. It's made to be moishach. And the next time we'll find somebody else who left over a phone in a place and he logs into it and sees it, and it's because there's a craving for it. Chazal tell us that it's a halachic hagdara that inyanim that a moishach a person are much more chomer mitzad the koyach ha-mashiach. It's like all the shyness. I started out. I was shurim online. The yeshiva functions online, and there are terrible things online. That's a mitzias of. And I don't know where the next are. I don't know what it'll be. But one thing has come clear to us in a place where the adults are all connected. One thing that's become very clear is that for children, it's a tremendous nezik. And the problem is, it's not a little bit. There's never a little bit for it. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be mischazik in it. And kol ascholos akashis. But the day a child gets the sense of arevus in Torah, when he sweats and he enjoys the sweating, then we should be zeicha that the meshicha, the nimshach, should be to the arevus of Torah, and we should be nimshach abasrayu to Rebbein Shalala. Thank you.